And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are talking about Pentecost. Basically, it's Peter's sermon after Jesus has ascended. The disciples are gathering. And this is a place where a lot of the NAR individual churches or the New Age apostolic this is where a lot of the people get the speaking in tongues aspect of the Bible. Now, when we read this, once again, I'm using the NASB. So this is the study Bible. So it takes the words of what the text was written in and kind of lower or make it into a understandable text and translates it. It doesn't necessarily interpret. It's a direct translation on some of the words. So when we read this, it's going to be as it was written. Okay. So let's just get started, shall we? The day of Pentecost. So this is mostly found in Acts. In fact, all of it is in Acts. That's where you see the day of Pentecost. So we're going to start off with Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, and then we'll actually continue on down to technically verse 43. All of this will be put up on the description of the podcast, so that way you can read it and whichever translation you want to listen to or read it through, you should be good. So, all right, so Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 13 is what we're going to look at right this very second. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, disturbing themselves, and tongues rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. Now, this is where we get the speaking in tongues. Now, when we get closer, like verse 5, we're going to see that the speaking in tongues was not a made-up language. It was not a language only known to the angels. This was a language known to somebody. So these people are speaking. So this would be like you and I and a bunch of people are in a room and we all speak English. But outside, you have all of these other ethnicities. So you've got Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, German, South African, you know, just all different languages. Okay, French. And the Spirit of the Holy Spirit comes down. Okay, and all of us are talking in different languages, preaching to the people outside. So all of a sudden, I'm speaking English, and then the Holy Spirit comes, and now I'm talking Russian. Okay, that's what is happening here. Okay, this is not jibber jar. This isn't moans and groans and wailing and stuff like that. This is a actual language that they're talking. The Holy Spirit gave them the knowledge to speak in a different language. Now they call it the speaking in tongues because they were speaking in many different languages. And now we also, this is where we get the whole baptismal in fire type of deal, because it came in like a rushing wind and it was with fire and everything. And so when you start hearing people start talking about that, we have to be very careful, because then they start talking about speaking in tongues. And when I've been to some place where they've talked in tongues, I didn't understand them. And I'm pretty sure that was not any language, because no one could understand them. And what is happening here is Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, is preaching to a large group in their languages. So that's where I disagree when they say, well, I'm speaking in tongues. What language? Because it says here. So let's continue, and this is where we'll get to it. Now there were Jews residing in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and they were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, why are not all of these who are speaking Galatian? And now in that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born. And then they list a bunch of the different languages that were said, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and others. And once again, just kind of paraphrasing here because it's just a list of places. We hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty deeds of God. And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others were jeering and saying, they are full of sweet wine. Now, once again, too, this is where we get the whole drunk on Holy Spirit thing. They were not acting drunk. They weren't slurring their speech or anything like that. What they were doing was literally just talking to someone in their own language and they not knowing that language before. And that's really what it is. That's speaking in tongues. If I would go to Russia and then all of a sudden I knew how to speak Russian, that's the Holy Spirit. That's speaking in tongues. It's not that this garbage stuff where only select few people know. That's not the case. Okay. And so when you really look at the Bible, and once again, you need to look at a translation, not interpretation. Okay? Because when you look at the interpretation, that's where you're going to get into speaking in tongues, and they don't go into great detail. Or they'll just blow right past it. Like we've seen some of the Bibles that we've talked about, don't even address it. All right, so moving on. Acts chapter 2, now 14 through 16. But Peter, taking his stand with the other 11, raised his voice and declared to them, men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, know this and pay attention to my words, for these people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. And then he lists, and then he would go on into the what was spoken by Joel. But once again, Peter's telling them they're not drunk, they're not acting drunk, they're just speaking in a different language. So this whole drunk in the spirit thing is once again just more, I almost have to say, satanic or Satan driven because, there's nowhere in the Bible where people were acting drunk. They assumed they were drunk because they were talking in different languages, but it was languages that were able to be spoken and understood. That's what's going on here. The Holy Spirit has come down and is allowing the apostles to be able to talk to everybody in their own language. I mean, it's a pure miracle what's happening right there, and that's not even with Christ down there. Christ has already ascended back into heaven. This is the disciples doing this, well, the Holy Spirit, but through the disciples. So I think what we're going to do there is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up with Acts. We'll kind of wrap up this the whole Pentecostal, and we'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to Small Town, your hometown podcast. And I really do appreciate everybody listening and let me play that ad right there. It helps us to afford like this nice microphone that I'm using now. And it gets a good sound and allows us to do everything that we're doing here. So today we are talking about the day of Pentecost. And this has been used by a lot of different churches to kind of explain why they talk in gibberish in some cases, or to do called baptized in fire. This is where a lot of the whole fire from the mountain, and this is where the whole Gnar thing gets its, you know, stuff. And so just to reiterate, when the Bible here is talking about speaking in tongues, we are talking about speaking in a language that someone else knows. So if, for example, I'm at a church and I'm happen to talk, and there's a lady in there that is maybe from France and doesn't understand English, but understands French. And just all of a sudden, I'm able to talk in French, and I'm talking to her. That is speaking in tongues. That's what is described here on the day of Pentecost, that the people there began talking in numerous different languages. And once again, it goes over all of the languages. I skipped over that just because, quite frankly, it's just a list. Okay? And I want to get to the meat and potatoes, not all of the garnishes and stuff like that. Okay, so we had just now had Peter stand up, and he's the one who's actually going to do most of the talking anyway. On the day of Pentecost, that was Peter's day, to be honest. That was his sermon. But anyway, Peter stands up because he sees these people coming and in wonderment and like, what's going on here? I can understand that person, and they're talking to me about the grace of God and the mercy and salvation. They must be drunk, you know, that something's going on here, because they didn't want to admit to the fact that Christ was who he was, and this was already preordained. They just thought that they were drunk or something. And here Peter basically just says, no, we are not drunk. This is from the Lord. This is actually fulfilling the prophecy from Prophet Joel. And then he goes on to tell them what the prophecy was and back up his story that there would be a day where they would, you know, everyone would understand the message. And so, and that's where we get the misunderstanding also of drunk in the spirit or drunk in the Holy Ghost or, you know, all of this other crazy stuff that you see people looking like they're inebriated. They weren't babbling. They were actually preaching, talking, ministering. They weren't, you know, like some lush down the road or anything, or in a local bar. They were had a purpose, and they had a gift to be able to talk to somebody. And that's what they were doing. So it wasn't being drunk in the spirit and just, you know, falling over laughing. That's not what they were doing. So let's go on. So Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 43. This will be the last verse for this podcast, and I'll put all those up on the description so you can read them as well. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know that, or for certain, that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what are we to do? Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far away, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And with many other words he solemnly testified and kept on urging them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day they were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, and to prayer. for everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. So, there you go. There is a lot to digest on that section right there. So, first of all, here we go. Peter already going into what the commandment was that God gave them. So we talked about that at the Ascension, what he had, the final commandment that he wanted them to do, to go out and to baptize and to make disciples of all nations. And so Peter's basically reiterating this. He's saying, brothers, what can we do? And he's saying, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And that's the important part of baptismal, is to understand that we are doing that to repent of our sins, wash clean the sin, and be white as snow or white as the lamb. And so here's basically the very first sermon after Christ has ascended. So Peter's got this huge job going on. He's got to be the first one to talk. And he takes it. He takes the mantle and he gives us this sermon, basically saying, look, you may be sin and you may have sin in your heart, but if you repent and you accept Christ in and you baptize and you be devoted and you break bread and you pray, you can be forgiven, and then your place can be up in heaven where Christ is preparing a room for you. And that's basically the Pentecostal message on that. I mean, it's great when you read it. It gives you so much hope. I mean, in one sitting, 3,000 souls were saved. 3,000. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing, especially back then. When you consider that what they were preaching was basically blasphemy. I mean, they're teaching against the Jewish religion that was already preordained, preset, and predestined. They're basically saying, look, in the Jewish law, they talk about this person coming, dying, you know, God coming in man form. He's happened, and you guys missed it, and you crucified him, just like they said it would in Joel. And so it's just, when you read this, it's great. It's one of those feel-good type of stories. And that's why I like Pentecost. That's why I like digging into things, because I enjoy looking at it from a different perspective sometimes. And also just because I like history. So, but yeah. So, in a small town, you're going to see a lot of this. A lot of the Baptist churches tend to do a lot of the speaking in tongues type of deal. There's some Pentecostal churches, obviously, they speak in tongues. A lot of people say they know what they're talking about and they can understand. If that's the case, and if you can understand what someone else is saying, then obviously in the Bible, it does back that up. So if you're telling me something, I can understand it, even if it sounds gibberish, then that's fine. That is. But, you know, once again, here in the Bible, they name locations of the people that understood. And that tells me that it's not a made-up language where certain people can hear it. If you've got the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to understand this. This is saying that they literally spoke in different languages. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this up for this week. And next week, we're going to do something a little different. I think what we're going to do is we're going to reflect on the podcast. We're going to reflect on small town life, because we hit a milestone this week, last week. We have over 2,000 downloads and growing. So that's awesome. And I just want to reflect, kind of get a group of what we're going and what's happening, and just kind of a nice little sit down and chit chat. How about that? So other than that, have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.